This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The Obama administration has taken over major parts of our economy, so now the bureaucrats are eager to take over what public schools teach our children. Former school teacher and author Orlean Kerla explains their current goal, why you should be concerned, and what you can do about it. Her new book is called Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform. This national takeover of school curriculum was cleverly named Common Core State Standard Initiative, so it sounds as if it were developed by the states. But that's not true. It was developed by trade groups and corporate interests that will make a lot of money from its implementation. The Obama administration induced 46 states to give up local control of their English and math curricula through a clever carrot-and-stick method, a combination of bribery, waivers for the hated No Child Left Behind Act, and threats to cut off future federal grants. Left out of the development of this new curriculum were parents, local and state school boards, and state legislatures. The price tag to adopt Common Core standards is enormous. It's also important to note that Common Core standards will not make kids any smarter. The math standards are so substandard that the only real mathematician on the validation committee refused to approve them. He said that Common Core standards are 2 years behind international expectations by the eighth grade and then fall further behind in grades 8 to 12. The math standards downgrade the years when algebra and geometry are to be taught. The name of this very useful book is Common Core, A Trojan Horse for Education Reform, and the author is Orlean Kerla. Parents, go to Eagle Forum's website, eagleforum.org, for more information about Common Core.
College students, you're invited to the 20th annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit on July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. Get equipped to combat the liberal ideologies of multiculturalism, diversity, and feminism on your campus. Network with conservative leaders. Register in advance, and the conference is free. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host,
Tuscan. Steve, what do we have on the agenda this hour?
Well, we've got a lot of talk because we are a talk show, and we were talking about 9/11 in New York and how the New Yorkers are responding after all these years and how many more people are aware of what kind of things went on there, of course. And, you know, Jim was with us last hour. I don't know if he's still with us or not, but, you know, that was a good topic, and there's so many others, of course. And, you know, I was talking to, you know, Craig, our producer, during the break, and I said that, you know, I think the United States is in a, not a deja vu, where we realize we've been here before, but a vuja day, where we don't realize we've been here before. We can't remember ever being here before. And it, everything is repetitive. I mean, we are in Vietnam again, only it's called Afghanistan and Iraq. You know, we are preparing for another world war, and it's the same situation. We've talked about ominous parallels and the Jewish bankers, you know, and the same thing that happened in Germany. And, of course, hey, you know, you had a story about George Soros that you were going to get to, didn't you, that we never covered?
I did.
Yeah, what was that about? Because he's one of my, well, I don't like this man, but he is one of my favorite villains, one of the worst people on earth, I think. And, you know, this is the kind of guy that created all the animosity against the Jews in Germany and then helped, you know, he profited very well on it. You know, this happened with a lot of these kinds of people. So we're talking about ominous parallels. You know, the Labor Party in Germany, which created the problems that caused the uprisings or the hostilities against Jews. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't your Labor Party Zionist types. It was your average working Jews. You know, people had nothing to do with it. And the same thing is happening right now with our banksters, Yellen and Fisher and some of these other people. You just look at the list of all these people in international finance, and then it reads like a who's who, you know. Or I don't mean to say.
Well, Steve, this story is on the front page of BobTuscan.com, or at least it was on the front page. It's been pushed back to the second page now. George Soros predicts China stock market crash and calls for global governance.
Wow.
Is that not a headline for you? Here, I'll send you the link. I'll let you... Yeah.
Let's look at it. Well, we know what he did in shorting the British pound, okay? We know that he's been manipulating currencies around the world for quite some time. So you have to take him pretty seriously about some of these things. And so this bothers me a little bit. What is the result, I'm wondering, of what's going to happen if the Chinese stock market crashes? Or why would he be interested in that? Should I read the story, or do you want to read it?
Go for it.
Okay, well, hang on. I got to get my reading glasses. And, you know, when I get out my reading glasses, man, it's serious business, dude. Let's see. As many regular readers and listeners will know, George Soros is a multi-billionaire who is famous for rigging and crashing financial markets. This week he has surprised speculators all over the world by pointing to China as a place where trouble might be headed next. Okay, there is an unresolved self-contradiction in China's currency policies or current policies. Restarting the furnaces also reignites exponential debt growth, which cannot be sustained for much longer than a couple of years, Soros wrote. There are some eerie resemblances with the financial conditions that prevailed in the U.S. in the years preceding the crash of 2008, Soros wrote. But there is a significant difference in the U.S. financial markets that tend to dominate politics. In China, the state owns the banks and the bulk of the economy, and the Communist Party controls the state-owned enterprises. He added, quote, how and when this contradiction will be resolved will have profound consequences, that is, for China and the world. So Soros is a known globalist who also took this opportunity to promote the idea of global government in a column he wrote. In other great unresolved problems in the absence of proper global governance, the lack of agreement among the United Nations Security Council's five preeminent members is exasperating, and it's exasperating humanitarian catastrophes in countries like Syria, not to mention allowing global warming to proceed largely unhindered. But in contrast, the Chinese conundrum, which will come to a head in the next few years, the absence of global governance may continue indefinitely. So over the years, Soros has been formally charged by a number of countries for running currency schemes and scams that resulted in the crashes of financial markets. And, of course, we mentioned how he manipulated the British pound for a while there. There are many countries that Soros cannot even step foot into without the fear of being arrested, and one of them should be the United States, in my opinion. The guy should be run down right immediately and put in jail for the rest of his miserable life, my opinion. That's not part of the article. So that was a good story there. You know, Soros is one of those people who admitted that he helped the Nazis pilfer other Jewish homes during the times of persecution there. You know, he turned on his own people because he made a buck at it. It's the kind of guy he is, you know. And so these are the kinds of people who...
Is George Soros Jewish?
Oh, yes, absolutely. He didn't know that. Oh, yeah, George Soros is Jewish, and he admitted to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes that he helped Nazis pilfer Jewish homes after the Jews had been, either driven out or taken away or whatever happened. You know, there were vacant Jewish homes. He helped the Nazis pilfer these places, you know. Of course, his excuse was, well, I either did that or went to jail myself or starved. Yeah, right. Yeah, he's that kind of guy, man. I mean, these are these kinds of folks, the Labor Party Zionists, who cause more problems for everybody in the world, and they have no qualms about sacrificing the average working Jew for their purposes. None. You know, I mean, David Ben-Gurion, he used to call Jews cattle. He didn't like them. You know, look at the rest of these people. Look at Peres. You know, this guy's a maniac, okay? I mean, you know what happened to... Yitzhak Rabin, we've been through that story. He was assassinated by members of his own party. Netanyahu used that information and blackmailed the Labor Party to get himself elected. He knew all about it. I mean, they have no qualms with losing 200,000 to 300,000 or 400,000 Jews in Israel right now if it stands to gain property and increase the size of the Israeli state and their goals and Zionist agenda. So you're talking about a lot of people. That's the kind of guy Soros is. These are dangerous fanatics and dangerous evil people. He should be arrested. But he'll get his.
Did you see I got a story up on the front page of BobTuscan.com about Israel talking about new settlements, or new settler homes, rather?
I didn't see that yet. Where are they going to be?
Israel unveils plans for more settler homes. They want to build 1,400 new homes in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. The country's housing ministry said on Friday that it planned to construct 801 housing units in the West Bank and another 600 in East Jerusalem, and reissue tenders for 582 units in East Jerusalem, all on land seized during, the conflict of the 1967 Six-Day War. the announcement enraged some of the coalition partners of Bibi Netanyahu, the Israeli prime minister, as well as Palestinians who want the land for their future state and who have accused Israel of lacking a commitment to peace negotiations.
Yeah, well, it's a day-by-day process over there, and of course everybody's at everybody else's throat, you know. And there is a housing shortage in the area, there's no question about that. Regardless of who builds these places, there's going to be an argument over who has jurisdiction and ownership of them, you know. And so, you know, any expansion in that area is going to be contested. In the meantime, the regular people suffer. That's the way it works, whether you're Palestinian or you're just a kibbutz working Jew or anybody in that region. These fanatics are in control.
That's right. We got to take a quick break. We are taking phone calls if you would like to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
For the Bob Tuskin Show this week,
I'm gonna put on an
hope you've enjoyed the shows I've done. And hey, if you support what we do, I could use your help financially. Go to the website bobtuskin.com. We have no sponsors currently. I'm looking for sponsors. I'm looking for salespeople. If you want to sell ads on both my website and this show, get in touch with me, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. And if you yourself want to sponsor your business or service or anything else, please, we could really use the help. BobTuscan.com is growing. We have original articles daily. I have an awesome selection of YouTube videos daily. I have a great chat room and a great radio show that we broadcast 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. to midnight Central Time. And please help us out with a donation, too, if you can, if you're just a individual lover of this sort of thing and this sort of message, and you support what we do here. BobTuskin.com, that's BobTuskin on the right-hand side of the page. You'll see a Donate to the Tuscan Family button where you can securely donate any Federal Reserve notes that you have lying around. That being said, Steve, how are you? Are you there?
I am still here. I am still here, and I'm raring to go because there's so much going on out there, and maybe we should get people to get out their bingo marker and write down the number and call us up and talk about these important issues, things that they deem important that we need to talk about, because, Bob, you and I have covered so much news this week that sometimes we fear we're being redundant going over some of the same stories again.
And well, what's the biggest story from the lamestream media today?
I think there's two of them. I think one of them, the big ones is the disruption of things in southern Sudan right now. I think there's been something like 10,000 people killed and at least 200,000 refugees out of there because you have these warring factions in southern Sudan.
Well, that's nowhere to be mentioned anywhere on my Google News here. I'll tell you what the big stories are according to them. Fort Lee emergency delays reported in bridge documents. This is the whole New Jersey Governor Christie fiasco. Really a non-story, but that's the top story. The next story is this story about West Virginians told not to use their water after the chemical spill. And then last but not least, it's talking about Dwayne Wade reports soreness in knee sits against the Brooklyn Nets. When did sports become that important where it's the third major story on the news here? I don't know. It's scary.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I mean, if that's what they think the biggest stories are, then either it was a real slow news day, or they're completely trying to distract us from what's really going on.
Yeah, it's there's so many things that are happening, of course, and the meltdown continues, and they're talking about another QE plan, which will follow in the wake of Obamacare. I mean, so the question is there going to be another jobs meltdown, which Obamacare could cause and pave the way for QE5? Okay, if you know what QE 1, 2, 3, 4 are, it's just basically the Fed buying up all their own bad debt is all it essentially is. But they're using it at the cost of about $85 billion a month that they're printing off or imagining digital currency, if you like, because they don't even print money anymore. They just put it in a computer behind a decimal point or ahead of one. And, you know, now they're talking about essentially a QE5. Will Janet Yellen, will she decide that this is necessary in the wake of what's going to happen with the meltdown with Obamacare? Because this thing's going out of control. It's falling fast. It's not going to work. It's obviously a problem that, you know, just people that I know who are doing pretty well, actually, pretty wealthy, have told me that, my gosh, they couldn't believe what their insurance went up to. And they have the premium plans already, you know, so it's going to be bad. It's going to hurt a lot of people. Will this whole Obamacare financial crunch be the end of the economy, or will it just be another round of, you know, trying to keep the Titanic afloat? Because that's really all they're doing right now is trying to keep this Titanic economy floating for the moment. There's no hope for it staying up forever. And the question is now, what are we going to do as it collapses? And as our callers have been telling us, Bob, you know, the Oath Keepers have a civilization preservation program and plan. There are people who are already saying, okay, let's talk about getting our community straightened out. Let's get our emergency water supplies. Let's take care of each other. Let's talk to the sheriff. We're going to have guns. You know, you see this one article, of course, said Mr. Obama has sold more guns than just about anybody in the last year or two. And 2013 was a record gun sale year. People just bought them like crazy. It's the Small Arms Treaty is not having much effect on gun ownership in the United States. It's booming. And I don't know if that's a good sign, to be honest with you. I think it's an appropriate sign, but I'm not sure I'm happy to see it because people are obviously more concerned about the future and protecting themselves than ever before. And we've had a huge increase. So those are stories, and there's others out there, of course. You know,
they still keep coming out with stories about these major retailers having customer data stolen and whatnot. And I don't doubt it for a second, but is this trying to take the pressure off of all the other data being stolen from the government, perhaps? I don't know.
Well, remember Janet Napolitano said back when she was a big sis that, we were to expect cyber terrorist attacks coming in the future. And of course, that was before they launched Obamacare, you know, the healthcare.gov site, which was in itself a cyber terrorist act, in my opinion, you know. And she said, we're to expect these kinds of things. So you wonder how much of this is hanky-panky by somebody who broke into Target systems and how much of it may be orchestrated. It makes me wonder at times. It really does.
Targeted. Makes me wonder as well.
Yeah. Makes me wonder. There's a lot of things about all this that are happening that are somewhat suspicious because remember, it's about goading people with fear. That's the way they operate, Bob. We've seen it before. You know, whether it's global warming or the threat of terrorists flying airplanes into buildings, reasons why we need to give up our security. Or our freedoms for security, what they tell us is security, and we realize there really isn't, you know, it's not a fair trade at all. There's no, the threats that they should be hunting down and looking for are slipping through the cracks, probably due to the fact that they're listening to so many phone calls by American citizens who have nothing pertinent to say about anything dangerous to society or to the country. It's not about national security. It's very plain. It's very plain that all this NSA spying is not aimed at stopping terrorists. It's aimed at listening and controlling you. That's all. Listening to and controlling you.
Oh, you know who's despondent over Al-Qaeda's resurgence in Iraq, right, Steve?
Mm-hmm. Who?
Well, the veterans that fought those battles in Fallujah and elsewhere.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this a bit when we get back from the break. Mr. Producer, weren't you in Fallujah? I think he was.
I know he was in Afghanistan.
He was in Afghanistan?
Is he?
He was in Fallujah.
Wow.
He was in Fallujah.
All right. Well, we have to hear from you then, man.
Maybe we'll try to coax him on the air here. But did you hear about what's going on? I'm sure you have. What's going on in Fallujah now? All right. Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, Mr. Producer, when we come back from this break. Steve and I are going to break that down. Jeez. What is it, 12 years later? Just about? 11 years later, and it's more of the same. We got to take a quick break, folks, and we'll come back. We also take your calls at 800-313-9443.
The Bob Justin Show.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on.
Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
We'll take your calls. We'll talk a little bit about Iraq in just a second, but let's take Glenn's call. Hello, Glenn.
I was just wanting to call and talk to you a little bit about, I think you had a guy on a couple of months ago that was talking about the Sandy Hook and Columbine shootings.
Yeah, that was Ron Agner.
Yeah, okay. Well, he mentioned something about that. Both Adam Lanza and then I forget the other guy's name that was one of the shooters at Columbine had both been sexually assaulted when they were kids.
Yeah.
And It kind of rung a bell. I remember I'd read something about this program that the CIA had. Are you guys familiar with the Franklin cover-up by John DeCamp? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And John DeCamp has worked with Ron Agner. And as a matter of fact, we might be able to get John on with him. Or we're working on that a little bit on the side. We haven't, we're trying to set that up. I'm not sure whether they're going to be able to do it or not, but.
Okay, John, well, good.
John DeCamp has been a little ill recently, but he's still very active and he's very involved with that. Go ahead though, Glenn.
Okay, yeah, let's, I was just wanting to make sure you guys knew about it because it kind of all ties together. This one victim in particular that John DeCamp had spent a lot of time with in an interview, he was talking about how they were tortured, you know, for the purpose of creating multiple personalities, and then they would use these personalities to program them to do everything from prostitution to assassinations and stuff, you know, and these were just kids that they took them from, I believe if I remember correctly, it was, a Catholic, where kids are, I can't even think the name of it now, but anyway, they'd taken a bunch of kids from this place and flew them to Washington, D.C., and they even actually took them on nighttime tours of the White House, like late at night, and they used these kids for servicing, like, a lot of the big-name politicians and stuff in Washington, D.C., and, I mean, it's pretty thick stuff, you know, but it's almost like it could have actually been, what happened with these kids that were doing these shootings because, there's just a lot of dark areas there that we don't know a lot about yet, you know?
Right. That was all a part of the Franklin cover-up, of course, and there's a whole lot about that. And the truth is, from what I hear, from my sources anyway, there are a lot of people in power who are terrified of this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely in terror of this being exposed, okay? Well, that's the kind of fear you live with when you're involved with these kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they go to great extremes to keep this covered up. And it's a difficult area, a very difficult area for us to get into because there is a lot of stuff that, you know, it's pretty damning in terms of testimony or witnesses or things that people say. And, you know, it puts us in a position of having to validate all this kind of stuff because we're trying to do a good job of being as clear and as honest and as accurate about all this information as we can.
Sure.
You know, we're well aware of John DeCamp's work and, you know, we're hoping and praying that he is available to continue to do interviews because we have been working pretty extensively with this stuff, as a matter of fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a video or two of his on YouTube back a few years ago, and I think he was having some health issues back then as well. But that one thing that this one witness said, that he said that he was plugged into the Satanism whenever they took him to a foot Air Force Base in Omaha, Nebraska, and which is the headquarters for Strategic Air Command, and has had a cadre of thousands of intelligence personnel there. And I mean, it's just classic CIA stuff, you know. And it's amazing our government actually, you know, pulls stuff like this and gets by with it. But I'm sure it still happens today.
Yeah, we've had a lot of guests on who've talked about these kinds of things. Bob has been pretty forthcoming, to be honest with you, in dealing with a lot of these guests. And, of course, as I said before, the stuff is, you're really opening up a lot of a can of worms here.
I know, yeah.
It's some tough stuff to get into, and we've been involved with Mark Taylor and Donna Taylor. Mark was one of the victims of Columbine, and, you know, he wrote a book after he recovered from being shot, I think it was 8 times. And they've pretty well incarcerated him. Now, I don't know all the circumstances, of course, but a lot of people believe that he was put on a lot of drug medications against his will and against his, you know, what would be proper treatment and stuff like that, and he's not doing very well at all anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to say. You know, I feel very sorry for these people, regardless of the circumstances or what's actually going on, because it's very difficult to prove and pin down things, although a lot of these folks believe they can. You know, we're open to it. We've been trying to do a lot of that work. Glenn, we've been at it, you know.
Right. Yeah, well, it's, I know, anything to do with kids like that, it just kind of, it hits home with me because, I love kids. I got 6 grandkids of my own, and you know, these are just helpless victims, and, you know, it's really frustrating to think that things like that really go on in our government and our society, this, you know, this day and age.
about it, though. These are the same groups of people that orchestrated 9/11.
Exactly. I mean,
this is the most evil of evil. It's no surprise. I mean, it's beyond our conscience, but
right.
That being said, it's no surprise they would do one of the most, if not the most, despicable acts, which is coming after our children.
That's true.
And I hate to say this, because this is kind of graphic and disgusting, but we're not talking about 17-year-old kids here, 16-year-old mm-hmm. kids, all right? That's pretty disgusting in itself. But mm-hmm. we're talking about, and we've interviewed victims of this who have experienced this firsthand. We're talking about infants, okay?
Wow. Yeah.
Infants.
That's and, twisted, man.
And it goes beyond sexual deviance. This is a matter of evil. They are literally taking the soul, the energy from this, and having their satanic ritual. That's what it comes exactly. down to.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, a lot of people would look at you like you're crazy if you say that, but it's honest to God's truth. It's happening, you know, and it's real, and people would better wake up to it, because
sure.
that's the kind of people that we have, you know, in our government right now.
Hundreds of thousands of missing children go away each year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, many of them are found, but what happens to a lot of them? We don't
that's
hear
not.
About it. We don't hear about it. We hear about the same one or two kids that goes missing, but really, do we ever get to the bottom of many of these cases? And at the end of the day, how many of these children end up in these rings?
It's true. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah, disgusting stuff. Not the note I'd like to end our show on today, but it's yet very important to talk about. So I thank you for bringing that up.
Hey, no problem, man. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate you guys.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. Let's see. We'll take a few callers for the final moments. Let's go off on Fallujah for a moment, Steve, for the next couple minutes here. You want to rant about it a little bit? You're pissed off about it like we all are.
Well, I am, you know, and of course, I'm sympathetic to our guys and our troops, you know, and I've met a lot of guys that have come back, and of course, there's a vast variety of opinions and attitudes among our vets who were in Iraq or in Afghanistan or in the wars before the Gulf War, even going back that long. And, you know, a lot of these guys are, you know, I mean, they feel to some extent betrayed, and it's hard for them to put things back together again, because you're dealing with the post-traumatic stress, you're dealing with sometimes injuries, you're dealing with separations from family. You come back to the United States and you really look at the people and they seem like they're junior high kids. You know what I mean? They don't seem to have much maturity, or they're not living in the same real ugly world that you just experienced. And it's when I talk to them, of course, I've had a lot of them that were very bitter with me. You know, they didn't want to hear what I had to say. You know what I mean? They said, I mean, I'm not putting them down, or some of them were pretty abrupt. And I've had guys that, you know, got almost violent with me. You know what I mean? When I started talking about 9/11 and what was really going on and all this, because on one hand, you know, they've spent a good portion of their life risking life and limb in these dangerous situations. And, you know, they don't like to hear that it was all for nothing. You know what I mean? But on the other hand, they're having to deal with that too. And so my information is somewhat aggravating to them. And I try to understand that. You know, I really do. So when you see Fallujah being overrun now by the same people who are called Al-Qaeda now, but were called the rebels in Syria just a little while ago, the freedom fighters in Syria, same guys. They got frustrated, apparently. I mean, from what I'm reading, the war in Syria hasn't been going very well. And so as a result, Bob, you know, they've been losing it in several fronts. And this was part of the frustration that drove them into Anbar province in Iraq and to try to take Fallujah over again. That's part of the story. But there could be some orchestration to that as well.
And the rest of the story when we come back for our final segment tonight. 800-313-9443 if you want to join us.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Believe it, it's the final segment for this week. Be back at it next week. I got a series of great shows planned for then. And the week after is our health week on the Bob Tuscan Show. So definitely stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
We'll finish up with some final phone calls here with the rest of the story. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Alex. Hello, Alex.
Hello. How are you doing, sir?
How's that Obamacare treating you, my friend?
Well, I'm kind of concerned about Obamacare. I'm more concerned that it's going to go through, and I think it will hurt us financially.
What do you mean that it's going to go through?
I don't know. I think that a lot of people are enrolling in Obamacare.
You mean if they actually get enough people enrolled?
Well, actually, I think that the people that get the subsidies from the government are enrolling, and the people that don't qualify for the subsidies aren't enrolling. So it's one of those things that it could crash.
They're enrolling for Medicaid, not Medicare, not Obamacare.
No, I enroll people in Obamacare. That's what I do.
You enroll people in Obamacare?
I do. Yes, I do.
Are you a navigator?
Yes, I'm actually an agent that I'm a qualified for enrolling people in the facilitated marketplace.
Oh, okay.
Help them. And what
are you an advocate of this marketplace?
No, I'm not.
You're not. So you're helping people with it, but you're not an advocate. Interesting.
Well, unfortunately, the way it works is that I'm making a living. It's not the way I want to go about making a living, but if everybody's enrolling into it and I can help them make a living doing it, I do it. Not too much. It's not my main focus. I prefer helping people with supplements for Medicare because I think Medicare is the best system that we have, but that's what that is. And that's every day I say, well, should I do it or I shouldn't do it? What should I do? And I end up having people call me asking me to help them do it, and I help them enroll for the subsidies that the government provides to impoverished.
Yeah, we had, you know, Alex, we talked about this before, and I didn't mean to be rude about it, but you give us a breakdown on how many people actually benefit from the enrollment, and then where's the cutoff line, and what do you see there?
Well, the thing is if you qualify, let's say your average minimum wage worker qualifies for the government to basically subsidize their entire premium each month, which let's say that you're 30, the average cost is like $200 a month, and if you're making minimum wage, the government would subsidize you, say, $175, and you would end up paying $25 for your premium. And
that's not bad. Really, I mean, if you're on that scale, but where does it cut off, and when do you start having to pay a lot more?
Well, you have to start paying a lot more when you start getting up to, if you make, say you make $30,000 a year as opposed to $20,000, then your premiums would be probably the full amount, the $200 a month, depending on your age. If you're older, if you're like 50, then your premiums could be $300 a month. And the government subsidizes you according to your age and your income. So let's say that you're a minimum wage worker and you're 55, and believe it or not, there's a lot of them out there, then the government would subsidize you right at about $300 a month to pay for your premium.
But that's if you're single. That's not if you're part of a household with a household income, is it?
No, it's not.
Yeah, okay.
Your household income, usually, I enrolled a family the other night, which I'm helping them. So I kind of feel like, in a way, I'm helping them because they're hardworking people and they need health care. I believe that they were at $40,000 a year, husband, a wife, and a couple of kids. And their premium is going to be $100 a month for three of them, and the plan cost is $300 a month. So the government has subsidized them $200 a month. And okay. Kids that are 18 and under, basically they qualify for Medicaid. So the children mainly get qualified for Medicaid and this is state specific. So you put in all their demographic information and things like that, their income, and depending on the state, that determines whether they get Medicaid or whether they would get SHARE Plus or whether they would get Obamacare.
Okay, if they're on the Obamacare plan, so now these break down, and what are they, the bronze, silver, gold, is that still in that application? Yes. Is there a difference between the plans and the premiums they're paying?
The premiums are higher, the higher the plan is. Like the bronze has lower premiums, but more out-of-pocket expenses, like when you go to the doctor and things like that. But a lot of the plans are the one that I, there's mainly one that I help people with that are poor because I've always worked with the poor people. That the plan will basically, after their premium is paid every month, everything would be zero, like to go to a primary care doctor, a specialist, to go to the emergency room, it would be zero. But if they're, that would be for preventative care. If they're doing like a colonoscopy and they find polyps or something like that, then it becomes non-preventive and then they would have to pay full costs until they reach their deductible of for an individual it's like $6,000 a year on most plans.
Wow, that's a lot of money, especially if you get into the catastrophic category, huh?
That's right. But I was mainly calling to tell you or just to express my opinion about Israel, and I'm not an anti-Zionist, but well, maybe I am an anti-Zionist, but I'm not against the Jewish people. But a lot of Christians don't realize that without Christianity, or a lot of Jewish people don't realize that without Christianity, there wouldn't be an Israel. That they don't, yet they don't believe that Jesus is the Messiah.
Interesting point. Well, thank you for your call. We're going to try to squeeze in one more call here and talk to Curtis. Hello, Curtis.
Hey, Bob. It's always good to be on your program. Thanks so much for taking my call again.
Cool. We're a little bit limited on time tonight. I apologize, but try to break it down for us in the next couple minutes.
Well, the medical costs, once again, either we should control the supply and demand of medicine, or we should control neither the supply nor the demand. If I can't perform liposuction for my own good or my patient's own good, I'm not a doctor, I'm a musician, then they shouldn't be allowed to charge out the wazoo either. And that's it with telephone poles on your property. They get a monopoly, so your property doesn't look at their forest, the telephone pole, in exchange for they have to beg to raise their rates from the commission. The same thing with medicine. If only doctors can perform surgery and prescribe medicine, then they should have their incomes limited. So that right out of the go, the doctors are the biggest part of the problem. And Obamacare should be called white taxpayer care. He's not paying for it. Plus, he smokes. He smokes on top of it. That's disgusting. And I don't want to have to pay for any smokers, black or white. That's disgusting that my money will have to float smokers.
Hey, why? You shouldn't have to, though, because remember the smokers, the tobacco companies paid for all those expenses several years ago. They paid $200 billion into that.
I was unaware of that. Well, that's good news. I'm glad to hear that.
It's all gone. News. I mean, it never went to health care. You know, they put up signs and programs and built roads and pop stands and stuff like that. It never went to the health care for smokers, by the way, but they did. The tobacco companies already paid their fees, $200 billion.
I was not aware of that. Wow, that's a huge fine.
Check it out. Well, they paid. That was their settlement. You know, they bought themselves out a long time ago.
I had no idea. Well, that's interesting. And these wars are the stupidest wars. I mean, not as stupid as World War One and World War Two and the Lincoln's
but
War
they are,
and the Korean War and the Vietnam War.
Out of time, man. Thank you so much, folks. We'll be back at it next week. Love you guys. Have a great weekend.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find